Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting on Monday, November 17th. We have a proposed agenda, which I will read aloud, and it is also...
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Can I take the roll first?
Okay. Fine.
Lydia Brazon. Jim Brown. Jana Coleman.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose
he
Luis.
Muted.
He was here.
Here.
Thank you. Kim Conklin, Secretary, here. Jana Coburn.
Present.
Hank Lamb.
Present.
Luzette King. Serene Roberts, Richard Uzel. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Secretary. The proposed agenda is also posted on the Pacifica National Board's calendar listing, and it reads as follows. Roll call, approval of meeting agenda, review of personnel committee meeting of November 11, 2014. Application review process / completion date. Survey Monkey / personnel committee members only. Review and approve a proposed interview process and potential schedule. And the sixth item is next confirmed meeting dates. We are scheduled to meet Monday, December 1st, potentially a closed meeting, and Monday, December 22nd is our regularly scheduled open meeting. Did someone else just join us? Okay, not hearing that case. I'd like to find out if there are any additions or substitutions to the proposed agenda. Hearing none.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
I'm not sure if this would be, appropriate or not, but there was a decision made at the last PNB meeting, from what I recall, about item 4, but that's, I guess we can talk about that within item 4, is that right?
If I wasn't at the meeting, but I gathered from reading a motion that an action was determined and that action requires compliance, unless there is some reason to know that action will be overturned by somebody. It is not listed on this agenda because I assumed, and I could be wrong, that it was a fait accompli and that there is no discussion.
Right.
Am I misunderstanding a motion that I read, not having had access to the minutes from the meeting?
Well, oh yeah, I guess that it would be more for the public to hear, even though the public
okay,
could have listened to that meeting. But in any case,
Jose Luis is here.
Jose Luis, you asked for the floor.
Yes, please.
Okay, please speak up. We can barely hear you.
Well, as to that motion that was passed by the PNB, which was to have all directors have access to the resumes and materials of ED candidates, I was told that these are in Google Docs, and I'm on this committee, and I sent the chair an email saying I would like access to these Google Docs, and I still haven't received the reply nor the access codes.
There is no access code, Jose Luis. No one has received them because I have not populated them in Google Docs yet. That is my
Jenna
plan.
Jenna K., point of order?
What's your point of order, Jenna K.?
It's my understanding we're discussing the agenda, and so I just asked whether this should be an item on the agenda.
I think we are addressing the agenda, Jenna K., in that I spoke to the point that you're raising. I noted my understanding of what took place at a meeting at which I didn't attend, and I do not understand, nor did I include that on this agenda, because there was nothing to talk about as far as I understood. If there is a suggestion to amend the agenda to include this discussion under item number 4 or to add an item, please suggest a motion.
Yes, so I move that decision about Google Docs and the PNB just be added, just to announce it.
May we add that?
And or discuss it.
Could we add that as item 4A, and the existing item under 4 would be 4B?
Fine.
Hearing no dissension, is there approval for the amended agenda as proposed? Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved as amended. The next item on the agenda is item number 3, review of the Personnel Committee meeting minutes of November 11, 2014. Those minutes were distributed today by Madam Secretary at 5:53 p.m., has there been sufficient time to review the minutes? Is there an approval to approve the minutes of the Personnel Committee meeting of November 11, 2014?
Janet K., so moved.
No second needed in a committee. All those approving the minutes of November 11, 2014. Are there any objections to approval of the minutes? Hearing no objection, the minutes of the November 11, 2014 meeting are approved. Next item is item 4A, and that has been suggested by Janet K., a discussion of the approval of the full Pacifica National Board to distribute all of the candidates' materials to all of the current seated board members via Google Docs. I will open the floor for discussion.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Just to explain from my understanding that the reason for doing this with Google Doc is that the documents will not be able to be downloaded or copied or anything like that, just viewed.
That is correct. It is the documents would be shared, and if there's a way to download and pass them along, I'm not aware of that. I'm not maybe there's some IT techie person that knows how to do that, but I'm not aware that that's the case. To address Jose Luis's earlier point that I had not responded to him, it was specifically not addressed so that I could make it clear at this meeting, as it was generally discussed at the last meeting, that I would not begin that process until the committee next met, and the earliest at which I could accomplish that task would be starting today. Any other input or comments regarding item 4A? Item 4B, the application review process slash completion date. The discussion and the minutes reflect that at the last meeting, we agreed that we would use SurveyMonkey for review of the candidates' materials. The first six items would be ranked higher than items 7 and 8. And higher than item 8 and 9. The SurveyMonkey system allows your responses to be weighted. So the first six items would be weighted at 5 points being the high, the low being 1. The next two items would be weighted where the high point would be 3, the low point would be 1, and the last two items would be weighted at 1 point each. I've noted in the tentative interview process slash potential schedule to open the floor for discussion as having a completion date for committee members to review and enter the scores of the applicants by Saturday, November 29th, with the meeting scheduled on December 1st being closed to discuss the results of the scoring. I'll open the floor for discussion on this point, or on this schedule and this reference point. Am I still being heard?
Yeah.
Okay. If there's no discussion regarding the proposed schedule, then I will begin the process of sharing the documents through Google Docs, establishing the SurveyMonkey template. Those two items I will have completed at the very latest Wednesday, November the 19th, at the earliest. It would be tomorrow evening at this time. Each committee member will receive an invitation to begin the scoring process through SurveyMonkey. Please note that you can certainly begin the review process as soon as the Google Docs are shared with committee members. And the closing of the survey process would be Saturday, November 29th at close of business. Oh, that's a Saturday. So I'm open to suggestion at the latest time on Saturday. The committee members would want to close the process. I would need Sunday to be able to download all of the information and create a tally sheet to share with the committee members. Hearing no suggestions, then I would ask that we would close the SurveyMonkey process by 5 o'clock Central Time on November 29th.
This is Jose Luis, Janet.
This is Janice.
Janice, sorry.
Yes.
So
the deadline, we got to do
my,
it.
My concern here is this posting of these documents on Google Docs. I don't know who has access to all these resumes that have been coming in for over a month now. If it's just you.
Can hardly hear you.
Well, pay attention, and you might hear me.
Could you speak up, Jose Luis, and not
yes,
be
I'm sorry.
Rude?
It's very, you're hard to hear, Jose Luis.
Well, I can hear you perfectly. So.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's you.
And
that's,
hear me.
It's not the same, Jose Luis, so don't judge your ability to
I'm
hear
not
others.
Anything, and please don't interrupt me.
You, there was a pause in the conversation, Jose Luis.
Excuse me.
Please
excuse
don't
me.
Be
I
rude.
Have the floor.
Point of order. Point of order, Janet, see?
Yes, Janet.
We are in the audio business, Jose Luis. That's all.
Could you please project your voice?
Right, very bad. We are in the audio business. Sorry to have such bad audio.
Jose Luis, would you please continue?
I want to know when these Google Docs are going to be available to everybody. At this point, only the chair, I believe, has access to them. And if it's not going to be posted tomorrow or the day after, and we have 10 days to figure things out, if there's glitches in the system, and then we become authoritarian and say this is the deadline, we haven't done your submission, that's a problem. So I don't know how inflexible or flexible this committee is going to be.
The materials are not only in my purview. They have been received primarily by the national office, and they have been forwarded to me. For the items that were not sent to the national office, they were sent to the ED Pacifica 2014 Gmail address. All of the documents will be made available to the entire PNB board, as I believe I noted previously in my statement. And the latest at which they would become available is Wednesday morning. At the earliest, they would be tomorrow. Given that I have given the full range at which they would become available, and unless a committee member is not proficient or used to using Google Docs, the likelihood of there being a glitch is probably 5%. Google Docs have been used by people worldwide for the last 10 or 15 years. If there are committee members who would like to learn more about how to open a Google Doc, it is the same as you would open a Word document or an Excel document. There is no difference. And if there is someone else that is concerned about the use of Google Docs, this would be the time to make that known. This was a discussion, just to provide a little more context, that took place between Margie Wilkinson, the current IED, and myself in consultation at 4 weeks ago, possibly, with another staff member also privy to Google Docs. The names of all of the, could someone mute themselves, please? The names of all the candidates who submitted applications were also shared with the full board in a listing that was exchanged between myself, this committee, and the full board approximately 3 weeks ago.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
I think somebody else was ahead of me. Was that Hank?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you, Hank. Please take the floor.
Okay. I am not familiar with Google Docs. I've only used it once or twice. In the professional world, it's not as common as it is in some organizations. But if we use it, and I have no qualms about using it, really, but isn't it a matter of having a Gmail account to access it?
No, you have to go to, let me try this. I don't believe so. You have to be able to use Google. You have to sign in using Google Chrome. You'll receive a message you'll receive a message in whatever email account you currently use, which you would open using your browser of Chrome rather than Safari or Firefox or any of the other browsers that are available.
I have some information about this. Can I?
Please.
Well, I wanted to actually, you know, I can help Hank with his question. In addition to what Jana said, I have different information.
Okay, Janet Kay?
Right. So I use Google Doc with my Safari browser, so I don't think it's the Chrome is necessary, but and you don't need a login. You just need to be logged into your email, and the email has to be the one that is, I believe, whoever puts these documents on, I assume it will be Janice, needs to include the email addresses of the board members, of
the
committee members to
the individual
access.
Emails, correct?
Yes.
Wait, excuse me, I'm not done. So, I mean, that it can't be, or it's not automatic from my experience with Google Docs, and I've used it a bit, that just because somebody has an email address, even a Gmail address, that they'll get access. It has to be listed, invited, basically, by the owner of the Google Docs document. That's my understanding.
The process is to provide the email address of each individual board member for each document that is being shared, and they will receive a message indicating that this document is now available for them to view. Any other questions about the use of Google Docs?
Janet Kay, can I make a suggestion?
Of course.
So once, Janice, you have made this happen or, you know, set this up, would you, you probably will do it anyway, email the committee saying the applications are available? Let me know if there's any problems accessing them, or this is how to access them, etc.
That certainly was my plan, in addition to asking if someone needs me to walk them through the process of clicking on the document and reviewing it.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes, Jose Luis.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. My suggestion is that we move this deadline from Saturday, November 29th, to a different date, given that this is a Thanksgiving holiday. People might be traveling. They might be having issues with whether you need a Gmail account, whether you need to sign up or not, and we extend that into December.
Jose Luis, I would remind you that you will get the documents at the very latest this Wednesday. That gives you a full week until next Wednesday, and then an additional 3 days beyond Thanksgiving to review and do scoring. If my count is right, it's approximately 12 days for review, but excuse me while I be very specific. there would be 11 days for review, at which time we would meet again on December 1st for a discussion. The difficulty I perceive in going later in December is at this juncture, there are very few dates remaining open for discussion, which then also pushes back the potential dates available for the first round of interviews and completing the process with the current committee members before the Christmas holidays. The proposed schedule that you see on the agenda was calculated to hopefully maximize the availability of this committee's time and efforts in the review and interview process. Any other comments regarding the deadline for completion of review and our meeting, the deadline for completion of review of the applicant's materials? Okay.
Kim?
Yes, Kim.
Okay, so I just want to get it straight. What we're agreeing to here for the minutes. So, what do you want me to write down? The final date is November 29th.
Yes.
For completing survey.
Yes.
And then we're meeting on December 1.
Correct.
Okay, so those are the dates we've established so far.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, are we all in agreement of that, or do we need to take a vote or what?
I've not heard any other objection. You'll note the objection of Jose Luis, but I'm not hearing any other objection. And just to be sure, sometimes Jim Brown and or Serene dial in after we've started. Are there any other committee members present that were not present during roll call? Okay, hearing none, let's move forward.
Janet Kay, before we
move
forward.
Yes, Janet.
So rather than waiting for the minutes to be posted, that would specify that these are the dates. I move that these dates be sent to the committee, the entire committee, preferably as soon as possible, you know, like today if possible, after this meeting is over, so other members who are not in this meeting tonight will know that this process is going to be happening.
Thank you, Janet Kay. It was my intention to include all of the details at each juncture. I would find it not in keeping with full disclosure to send materials without all of the committee members understanding and being aware of the commitments that they are embarking upon that were approved by this committee. So at each juncture, there will be very specific information. You're receiving these documents today, whatever the date is. Your review is expected to happen by X day. That would be reiterated again when you receive the SurveyMonkey link. A reminder would go out before the due date, et cetera.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The next agenda item is item number 5, review and approve a proposed interview process and potential schedule. Included in the agenda that you received today is the suggestion that we would begin the process of reviewing interview questions for this position. There were a series of interview questions that were used and approved by the 2013 PNB Personnel Committee, and I would recommend sharing those questions with this committee with the recommendation that they be added to or deleted based upon the job description and the qualifications for which we will be interviewing candidates. I've suggested using Basecamp, which is a project management application for the interview questions, because it allows committee members the ability to review all questions as they are presented. It keeps track of changes to questions and or approval of question 3, 5, and 7 as opposed to 1, 2, and 8. And it would allow us to come to a conclusion about the questions to be used for the interview process in a way that is easier than going back and forth through a series of emails. Are there others who are familiar with Basecamp? Is there another process by which the committee members would like to review, circulate, and come to final approval on interview questions?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? What are you asking?
I'm asking two things. Is there anyone else who's familiar with Basecamp and would like to speak to how it works in tracking questions or material in real time?
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of information.
Yes.
This Basecamp, is there any cost to us? Do we have to sign up?
No, it is free.
Can I finish my questions, please? Is there any cost to us? Do we have to sign up for it?
Are you finished?
I'm finished.
There is no cost to any individual. It is free for 60 days. You do not have to sign up. You will receive an email that tells you and the rest of the committee members that a new set of information or an addition or change to a specific document has taken place, and you will receive that through your email address. You click on that link and you review the document or the change, or you add to an item that's listed.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So I had mentioned earlier that I have used, maybe it was before the call, that I have used Basecamp. It was many years ago. It was not, well, it was for basically project management. And so I'm not sure. And I had a very positive experience with it. I assume that it's been improved since then even. I would go along with using it. And then what I'm wondering about, though, you said something about using the questions that were used in 2013, the ED hire process. Will this committee be able to add additional questions?
Yes, I indicated that I would share the questions that were created last year so that we are not starting at zero. We will have some point at which we can revise, adapt, add, or delete from existing questions. Starting from zero with no questions at all requires a lot more time of each committee member and a lot more management of the process. Having something to start with gives the current committee members who may not have been involved last year with a sense of reference point for executive director candidate position questions. And I'd like to at least call upon Janet Coleman, who was on this committee last year, if at all, to provide some additional update on the process for developing questions.
I think our process was actually one of the most searching processes that, of a committee that I'd ever been on, because we all did kind of let our aspirations for Pacifica rise to the surface, and we asked questions that were quite complex, I think, and, you know, about behavior in crisis and how you manage, blah, blah, blah. But it's a very good list of questions for us to reflect upon, and, you know, for however many years ago that was, a few, we have different needs, we have more specific needs now, and we probably will need to spruce up our questions to suit the moment, you know, but it's a terrific list.
Thank you, Janet Coleman. I agree with you that the current needs of the organization have changed, and I anticipate there being additional questions needed. I also believe that there is room to edit previous questions to get to responses that will tell us which of the applicants may be best suited to meet the next future of Pacifica. Is there...
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
First of all, I personally would like to start with last year's questions. That would be helpful. But second of all, I guess I want to understand... I'm hearing a beeping. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, whoops. not all resumes complied with all of our requests. What are we going to do about that in terms of...
I'm sorry, are you finished?
Yeah, sure.
It is my impression, based on the meeting minutes of last week, that each applicant will be judged by the materials that they submitted.
Okay.
If their materials do not provide you with their areas of expertise, or whether or not they are strong or less than strong in a category, then you will be able to rank them accordingly.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Thanks.
So I'm not hearing any other objections or suggestions for a different process for beginning the development of interview questions, I will post all of the questions that were previously used on Basecamp for the committee members. You will receive an email from Basecamp, and at that point you can review what's there. You can add a question. If you edit a question, it will show in Basecamp who made the last edit, at what time, and by whom, so that we will be able to track each other's progress, and I will continually monitor Basecamp to ensure that all are aware that action is taking place and to encourage everyone to provide input to the questions. Any other input? Hearing no objections, then we will move ahead with the next agenda item, which is to continue, which is still item number 5, to review a potential schedule for interviewing the candidates. And looking at the calendar of the Pacifica site, the dates that currently do not indicate other committee meetings for which we could potentially host the first set of Google Hangout interviews include Thursday, December 4th, Friday, December 5th, Friday, December 12th, Thursday, December 18th, and Friday, December 19th. And using Google Hangout in the last round of interviews, it required initially that the committee members spent 15 to 20 minutes on a test of Google Hangout. For those who weren't familiar with how to operate Google Hangout, we did a tutorial. We worked with, I believe it was Otis last year, to ensure that we had the quality of sound and that everyone had access to a computer that has a video capability, i.e. the ability to be seen on a screen of a computer in order to participate in an interview process using Google Hangout. So I should begin by asking if there are current committee members who do not have access to the technological equipment to participate in a Google Hangout interview.
Point of information, Janice, could they have changed since we last met?
No, it's not. You mean Google Hangout has not changed?
We'll be part of it, even if we...
No, it's just the same.
Okay.
Anyone else anticipate having a problem with Google Hangout?
Well, Janet Kay, I have, a comment or a question.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So it's not only the committee members that would need access, it would also be the candidates that would need...
That's correct.
Right, and they would need to test and whatever, yeah.
At the time at which we have selected the first round of candidates to be interviewed, the process last year was to inform them that they've been selected for an interview, find out if they are still interested, provide them with one or more dates at which an interview would be, at which they would be available, and inform them that it would be via Google Hangout, and determine that they have the capability of using that technology either with their personal computer or at a location that they have access to that would provide privacy for them to participate via Google Hangout. I can tell you that last year we did not have any candidates that could not make themselves available for a Google Hangout interview. We did have an occasion where we would meet and one of the directors would drop off the call for 30 or 40 seconds and then would resume the process. That is why we did checks beforehand and we weren't able to discover if it made a difference if you were on a landline or a cell line. We did learn that we had better sound on a landline, and we also recognized that a cell phone drops a lot more frequently than a landline.
Janet K., point of information.
Yes, Janet K.
Is there recording capability where the interviews could be recorded in case somebody...
Yes, we did record the interviews so that individuals could go back if they needed to listen to a segment of an interview.
And are they recorded, is it a Google Doc, a Google Hangout recording or a Pacifica recording?
I recall it being a
PX report.
I would have to go back and look at my notes. I have to admit I don't remember which. However, I know that it did happen because there were three committee members that went back and reviewed the interviews. So I'll need to check on that. Jose Luis?
Yes, Jose Luis, KPFA. Well, I would need the recording if we stick to the schedule because I will not be able to make the meetings after December 10th. So that would be beneficial for me.
Okay. I'll make a note of that.
This is
While we're on that topic, then I would ask if we want to establish a tentative schedule for the first round of interviews that may accommodate your participation.
I'm okay with that.
I have a question.
Pardon me. Who's speaking?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure who's speaking.
I said Serene with a question.
Oh, been on the call for a while, Miss Roberts?
I'm sorry. I'm speaking to the chair.
I know, but I'm the secretary, and I need
and
to...
And I'm happy to hear that. Janice, may I ask my question?
People are on the meeting.
Sorry, Serene. Yes, just a second, please. I just wanted to check in because a few moments ago I asked if there were others who had joined us, and I specifically asked if you were present or if Jim Brown were present, given that there are times when either of you have joined in and we've not been aware of your presence. And so that...
I didn't hear the question, so evidently I must not have been on the call. But at any rate, if someone is speaking, I don't feel the need to interrupt them to announce my presence at a meeting at which I'm expected to attend. May I ask my question?
As soon as I can finish my sentence, of course.
Yeah, I wasn't actually finished either, but I'll let Janice finish, and I wasn't finished.
Serene, I brought that to your attention to help you understand that we have been checking to see if other individuals came in and to record the attendance, not only for the secretary, but for those who are listening. And so the attempt to determine if you were just signing in was done in good faith and recognizing that we want to have our records accurate for the minutes. You have a point of information that you'd like to address at this time?
I'm wondering if there's any consideration about doing the interviews on weekends, which might make it easier for, lots of people, including working people, who some of our candidates may be, to attend.
I did not investigate weekend dates, particularly because that was not a time that we used through the personnel interview process last year. As a group, we came to a conclusion that we were not using our weekend time because that was our individual personal time. I did not suggest that in this process based on the wishes of the last committee. Are there others who are interested in...
May I finish?
I was still speaking, Serene, and I don't...
Oh, no. Well, please, go ahead. Please.
I did not indicate any weekend times because I'm not available for interviews on weekends.
I have a point of information whenever you're actually done.
I'm actually done.
Okay, thanks. So I appreciate that that doesn't meet your schedule. That may not have been what worked for the committee last year, but I would still ask that this committee, a year later, be asked whether or not it might work for them. I can make it into a motion if you'd like.
I don't think we need to be that formal at this point. You've raised the question. Those who are on the call are open to give their opinion or their availability for a weekend. You're considering weekend Saturday and or Sunday?
That's correct.
Hank, so is that?
Yes, Hank, and then I think I heard Janet C.
Well, I'm really against using weekends and getting in the habit of using weekends for anything to do with Pacifica because it's so time-consuming already. And to have a block of time where Pacifica is not taking up your time is quite nice. As it is, I have, like everybody else, 2, 3, 4 meetings every week.
Thank you. Janice, did I hear your voice?
You must have intuited my voice saying no weekend.
Okay. Are there others who are wanting to hold weekend meetings?
Not me.
Not me.
Can I get a point of information?
Yes, Kim.
So you said that... when people listen to the interviews, there's a record that they've listened to them?
No, when there is a record that says you have listened to the interview.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, recording of the interview, yes.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Then at this juncture, I will... bring back again the proposed dates for a first round of interviews with X number of candidates. The dates presented are December 4th, December 5th, December 12th, December 18th, and December 19th.
Sorry, can you give the days as well as the dates? I don't have a calendar in front of me, so just reading out the dates.
Okay, it's okay. Sorry, Serene, may I ask if you're also in front of a computer or have the agenda for today's meeting accessible?
I do not.
Okay.
So if you could just read out the days and the dates, that would be helpful to me.
Thursday, December 4th. Friday, December 5th. Friday, December 12th. Thursday, December 18th, Friday, December 19th. These dates were suggested based on there being, as of today, no other meetings listed on the PMB calendar preventing committee members from attending to other Pacifica work.
Janet K., point of information.
Yes, Janet K.
So there's no time for these interviews.
The time would be the same as committee meetings. So that would be 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific. We have not hosted the meetings, the interviews, earlier than that time, given work schedules across those time zones. We had previously we did up to 4 interviews in an evening and had an additional day for 2 to 3 other interviews. And we attempted to do those as close to each other as possible.
Hank Tostek.
Yes, Hank.
And then Serene,
I cannot do the Fridays.
Okay.
I have a show Friday evening, and my pre-show meeting starts at 8.
Okay, and I believe I heard Serene's voice.
Yeah, my question was, I mean, we don't know who the finalists will be yet, but for people who are being interviewed who are on the East Coast, I'm wondering if there's any consideration of scheduling at least one of those dates, which we can't guarantee will be good for anybody, but to start earlier than 8:30 p.m., that might be kind of a bit much.
What?
If we're doing more than one person on the East Coast.
I don't believe that's going to be possible, Serene, because that will prevent those who are on this committee that are on the West Coast from participating in the discussion, because that's still work hours.
Right. Not everybody in Pacifica actually has to work. I just think it should be a consideration. Why would you assume that everybody's going to be busy each one of those days? It's a discussion.
I'm not assuming everyone is going to be busy, but I will share with you that the candidates who came from a variety of locations previously did not have an issue with starting an interview at 8:30 p.m.
A point of order?
Yes, Janet C.
I think that an evening meeting is fairly traditional, since we go to all these meetings as PNB members ourselves, always beginning at 8:30. So I don't really understand what the issue is. We've always run interviews at night, as far as I know, locally and nationally. Unless it was finalists over the PNB weekend.
I'm sorry, Thank Janet. You.
Serene, are you asking to be recognized?
Yes.
Yes?
But that was made as a point of order, I think she said. But what's the point of order?
I don't know. I don't know the point of order, Serene, and so I will...
Okay.
I
was just waiting for it. Thanks.
So I'm wanting to move the conversation forward. What I've heard thus far is that the dates after December 10th would not allow Jose Luis to participate via Google Hangout. However, he would have access to the recordings of the interviews. That the interview time would be in keeping with the times that the PNB committees and other related work typically take place, and that we could not do Fridays because Hank would not be available. So that leaves us with the possible dates of as soon as Thursday, December 4th, Thursday, December 18th,
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I know that when I was on two search committees for KPFK, not everybody was available for all interviews, and it was rotating on who was available. There was a requirement for, a certain amount of people. But not everybody's going to be available for every set of interviews. I mean, the way we did it was we basically designated two people for each interview who would read the questions and alternate them. So really, everybody else is just sort of witness. Not everybody gets to ask the questions. I mean, the questions were all... the same questions, and you just had two people to read it. So that's really the requirement for the interviews, as far as I can see. Everybody else can see it at their leisure.